Yo, what up? What up? Welcome back. Welcome back to the Players Podcast. Our podcast. The podcast for the players. Hey, the Player Podcast. Hey, the Players Podcast. We back. And we got some extra players in here. What's up, doggy? It's a cold-ass dog in here, too. Nigga, look, we had to come back for another relationship episode. It's going down. It's going down. Ebony's back.
I'm back.
Lalo's back.
What's up, what's up?
Lifey's in here. Okay. Everything's going back down once again. Yeah. So, look, Ebony wanted to write questions and pick out the ball.
So that I'm not all over this podcast again.
So she's gonna pick the first question.
We said you were gonna pick the question.
Yeah, well, we said you're going first.
I gotta pick the first question.
Because she doesn't want to take over.
Thank
it's
you.
Your idea.
It's like for the collective because I'm a team
Who
player.
Who should pick the first question?
James.
Ebony.
Or Lalo.
Okay. I know this one ain't mine because I seen color.
Oh, okay. We know who's this.
Oh, Lord. Taisha's writing. Put these in order. Mom, sisters, grandmother, wife. For me, personally?
Yeah, like obviously. As a married person.
It goes wife, mom. Well, mom and grandma, you know, they're kind of the same. It depends on who's, you know, they're the same. Whoever's in more need, that's who gets me. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, my sisters, I mean, they all the same. Everybody, why we gotta do that? Why we gotta be like that? I don't wanna rank my people.
Yeah, I think
you don't wanna have to do what?
Rank my people.
Rank your people? It's just more of a question, like, as a married man, what is the, who comes first?
Oh, well,
but you don't have to rank after wife. Okay, you did fine then. Lala, what about you?
You asked me that before already.
Okay, but what did you?
You can't.
Then your mom.
Jason, what it do, man? He said, I'll pick it. Pick a question, man. Answer the question in the thing.
Yeah, if you guys got questions,
too,
put them in
there. Everybody's trying to get me fucked up. She's talking about I can't hang with her ass. And you know what? She's fucking right, all right? Goddamn right, but I'm trying today, okay? I'm going to have a bomb-ass day.
But I want to, like, highlight on that question because I think so many people enter marriage and don't know. I don't think they necessarily know.
I see where
you're going. You know, so I wanted to ask it, especially to like, I'm happy one of the guys picked because I'm pretty sure a wife would definitely say wife, but I don't think that's something that a lot of people understand.
Is there a personal experience you can talk about?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we kind of struggle with it within our marriage. It's just kind of a rocky thing because you don't want to. These are the people you've known all your life, so you don't want to feel like, okay, I have to choose and I'm doing this, but in reality, you did choose and you do have to do it. It's like a different type of dynamic, you know?
It sucks that it's got to even be that way, though, honestly.
It doesn't suck, though, because if you think about it, when you're signing up for marriage, I mean, that's you creating your own lineage. That's you doing your actual family thing now. Like my parents, they understood it, so it's like, then it's your turn. It's all it is. It's just like your turn. To do it, to branch off and go get your own family. Like, go give your kids your last name. Go get a wife that has your last name. That's your legacy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I think it is serious and something.
Yeah, so, I mean, I agree with that, you know, as far as the wife. I mean, that's why we're together, you know what I'm saying? This is our shit. We're building our shit together, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But there's some men that choose their mom, I feel like.
And I think, that's what I'm saying. I think it's just a hard thing, though. Like, I think it's like, well, shit. Like, when you think about it logically, you know? Mm-hmm. I have to put this woman before everybody already knew, and like we've been together 5 years, you know, or something like that, 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What do you think, baby?
Mommy's important for sure.
Mom is definitely
some
important.
Would put their mom before.
I think it's just
because it's natural. It'd be a natural thing, you know.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
But you know, it's, when you a man though, you know what I'm saying? Like there's certain shit that just don't fly. You know what I'm saying? My mom don't run shit at my house, nigga. She don't got no say at my fucking house.
Yeah, but not a lot of men have that. Like, and how did you get there? Like, a lot of men don't have that. Like, my mom don't run shit. Like, who, what man? Even my dad don't have that. Like, it's not that she runs anything, but it's like that respect thing, you know? Respect. Like, he feels like I have to do certain things for my mom.
Man, I got my own world now. Like, yeah. You coming in my shit.
Were you always like that?
I didn't have my own shit before.
But were you? Did you always have that mentality? Like, when I get my shit, you ain't gonna run it, mom?
Possibly. Probably.
Yeah.
You probably
right. I feel like you kind of have to come into that. Grow into it.
I didn't like living with my mom. She's just too much, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, like, so, okay.
Mm-hmm. So it probably was easier for you.
Yeah, like relationship-wise already.
I didn't hear anything. You do your thing, I'm doing my thing.
Okay. Well,
like, right, everybody's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like not everybody has that. I definitely had to grow into it with my parents.
We cool, but I just need my own space, my own shit, my own discretion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I 100% agree.
Yeah.
But it's not always the easiest to feel like, even though I have mine going on over here. Some people will put their mom in their own home. Oh, like, mm-hmm. Okay, but my mom, and I, you know, my dad does that.
No.
Yeah.
Be in a relationship like that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we need our own space, like, you know?
Yeah. As being married, you do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm to the side.
Oh, like this, James.
How do you do it?
You would hold it like this, and then now turn it.
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to ask you how you want to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it would do it, but it's, the words are staying to the side. I mean, I'm drinking, so I'm not about to be trying. He said, four sons, mom, grandma.
Wait, hold it like that.
Okay, that's your ranking, bro.
He said, food woman. First.
Hungry ass. You already a cook, man. I know you got food, boy. This is my legacy. And I'll leave it to my children and my mother and Nana. Lord willing, will benefit from my wins.
So he doesn't have a wife, is that what you mean?
I had a wife once. She was terrible, so she ain't on the list now. Terrible bitch. Ah, man. I mean, you know, I don't know. The wife, that it's just supposed to happen. That's your girl. That's your precious jewel, bro. That's your pretty flower, my nigga.
Your precious jewel. I like that.
You know what I'm saying? Of course she comes first.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you neglect them. Sometimes they get dust on them and shit every once in a while.
What?
That's how Tasha feels
right now.
I know.
What the fuck?
She's mad.
The dust on them.
She said neglected and shit. You know what I'm saying? That kind of shit happens throughout
it
the
does.
Relationship.
That's what
it's not intentional, though. That's why we got you. That's why you live with me and shit. You know
it's
saying?
Not intentional. It's just a comfort zone. That's kind of like what we said last week where it was like, you become like siblings. Like, shit, we just know each other. Now we're comfortable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You easily can become dust at that point.
Yeah, I feel it. I mean, I like it, though. You know what I'm saying? I think it's worth doing for sure. But, yeah, you gotta be strong in certain ways to last through this shit. Like, you gotta be able to grow with people and shit.
Yeah.
Learning. Niggas change every day.
Every day, and you gotta change together. I think it's just very important to know what you signed up for. And I think a lot of people just don't know marriage. You become instant, immediate family. Everybody comes after you guys, and that is hard. Like, that's a matter of a day change. Because you guys just were boyfriend and girlfriend and fiancés before this part.
Yeah.
And then you come, and so then your mom come to tell you something, and your wife is like, I said no. And she's like, well, what the fuck?
Yeah,
setting boundaries, that's hard.
That was a real struggle with us.
Yeah.
Like, because his mom thought she was running stuff.
These niggas
and I'm
start
like,
fighting.
Okay, well, I'm his wife now. Like, you gotta put your motherly role to the side.
Yeah, let me be the wife. Yeah, and creating those boundaries, that's hard for married couples, I'm telling you. It's not easy. It doesn't come overnight. It causes a lot of, like, disturbance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It does.
Do you think so?
Yeah, because my mom, you know, she tried it, you know. But she also forgot, like, you got chill. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to back up. Tyshe's, I don't know if she felt like she was taking her place. Like, you, if that's what you feel like, then that makes me feel weird, nigga, because she ain't taking your place. You can't, you know what I'm saying? You and her ain't the same. Y'all don't do the same things for me, nigga.
Okay, I'll ask you this.
Don't do it. Don't say that shit.
Was it not until you told your own mother that she understood it? Because coming from Tyshe, it had to come from you. Do you feel like it had to come from you?
Well,
that
because I went off on these niggas.
Yeah.
Niggas arguing and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't be in the middle of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like, when it comes to, even if we were to flip it, it's like, of course, Lalo comes first, then my dad, then my brothers, you know. But if my dad was to try to say something, I think it would have to come from me to let him know, like, this is what you can't do in my marriage. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, or even if he did speak up and say whatever he needs to say to my dad, I would back him. I have to back him. Like,
especially
and we'll discuss
right,
it later, but at the end of the day, I'm going to back him.
Yeah.
But I feel like it would have to come, like, when you're dealing with certain sides of families, it has to come from the person who's on that side. Like, anything I have to do with, I feel like I'm the spokesperson for my side of the family. It has to come from me. That's what I feel like.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
I gotta put it, right. check it for mm-hmm. us on my side.
Right. Yeah. They might start looking at him like...
Yeah, you know, or like if it comes from him, they might not take it as serious. Mm-hmm. But then when I say it, then they'll be like, okay, I gotta... Mm-hmm. She's... What the fuck? Like, she's serious, you know? Yeah. I don't know, but...
It's okay, a lot with that shit, though. Take what serious? Okay. They'll take me serious.
They will. I mean, honestly, because they respect you, you're right. They will. But I'm just, I was just asking him, like, did you feel like when you addressed your mother, it had to come from you and couldn't come from Taisha for her to know that you're serious? Like,
yeah.
You don't
yeah.
run it, mom, and you're going to have to back up. She's pushing if you can't it respect against... my wife, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And it's like, the thing that I don't like about that part is just. Like how our parents have went through it before us, mm-hmm. so why is it so hard for us when it's our turn? Mm-hmm. We shouldn't have those battles. Like, you've been through this, or you know what this is. Mm-hmm. So then, to have to even put you in your place is like, what the fuck?
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, it's that's some powerful shit though, for real. Cause this person has a place in my heart. You know what I'm saying? You know, y'all's places are separate. Stop trying to fucking fight for the same shit when it ain't the same.
Those lanes don't merge. Yeah, they don't merge. There's no reason for them to merge. Everybody got their lane. Like, you I'm a star player.
Right.
I got my lane.
It's a good way to put it.
Yeah, but it's true.
It's a good way to put it, for sure.
Yeah. That power struggle is real, I think. And I think women are more territorial than men. Because, mm-hmm. like, just even being a sister mm-hmm. of my brothers, you know, I do be you feeling do. Like, oh, who you dating? What's going on? You know, but I would never step... Mm-hmm. Especially if that's his wife. But I do be feeling like I have a say.
Yeah, I feel like that too.
Yeah.
I'd be very...
Yeah. Like, who you dating? What she say?
Are you sure? No. She ain't for you.
She's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Women are more territorial than men.
Mm-hmm. You think a marriage can last if your spouse can't get along with your parents? Mm. Hell yeah, it could last.
Yeah, it could.
Stay your ass away from my family. You hear me?
But that would be you knowing what you signed up for and what you stand for. Mm-hmm. Marriage makes you have to choose. Marriage makes you do those things. That's what's crazy.
I think it depends on the thing. Because if the person is coming, like what I'm saying, I think if the person is coming around or whatever they're doing is destructive,
yeah,
and they're doing that shit intentionally, yeah, they need to be neutralized and separated.
Neutralized.
Get rid of that shit. Get rid of that. You know what I'm saying?
But what would you consider destructive?
You know, probably somebody who's coming around offering my kids smoke weed or some shit.
Okay. You know what I mean? And his question was.
He said, "Do you think a marriage can last if your spouse can't get along with your parents?"
All right. Cool.
You know.
Yeah, I think it can, but it'll be hard though.
Cause there's some drunk ass grandparents out here, man.
Drunk or just toxic. Just, mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of people who are in pain who want you to be in pain.
Mm-hmm. They want to see you in misery.
Hell
like, you know?
Yeah. They'll tell you some weird shit. Mm-hmm. Like,
real talk.
So. I think you have to know those things, though. It's, like, easier said than done. Like, I feel like, again, marriage, mm-hmm. you're talking about people that you've known all your life. You've only known them. These mm-hmm. are the people that was there for you when you hurt yourself and did all this extra shit. Yeah. And now you're married to a person and they don't get along with that person. For what? But like, what reason don't you get along with my spouse? But like, this is what I signed up for. This is my spouse mm-hmm. now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it absolutely can work for sure.
They can stay away from each other.
Yeah, you're disrespecting my spouse. Yeah. There's no way.
Right, I have to live with this person. I'm growing. I have shit planned out with this person.
We share the same last name. We share a bond. Like, seriously.
Okay, so what if you guys ended up getting a divorce, but then you guys, like, kind of pushed your family to the side? Like, don't you think that'll kind of cause, like, some kind of relationship problems with your family?
I think you're not pushing them. I don't think you're pushing them to the side. You're creating boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And if you did get a divorce, you got to still stand on that. Like, it's not like... I'm gonna be like.
They're gonna start doing it with the next person you get with.
Right.
And I'm not gonna be like, Lalo can cuss y'all out and y'all better not say nothing. You know, like, what the fuck? Y'all better not say nothing, better take it. That's weird. I think it's just all healthy boundaries. Mm-hmm. And if people don't, honestly, if they don't respect the boundary, then fuck them. Family or not. Like, you gotta be able to respect people's mm-hmm. boundaries because you guys are all individually your own people.
Right.
So it shouldn't come down to a divorce being the reason. Like, mm-hmm. a push away. If they decide to be pushed away after you set a boundary, then that's different.
I feel like, though, if... divorce, man. Like, yeah, that kind of shit is like... Sometimes you don't know it's coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? But
absolutely.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, with shit like me and Tyson, we can talk about shit, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ain't no divorce, nigga.
I know.
Because I'm not doing this shit.
That's not an option. Like,
it's not an option. I'm not playing with you.
Like, he'd be looking at me like, okay.
So if you do that,
not an option.
Go to bed.
It's
good to be. Wake up and we'll try this again
and
tomorrow.
And it's not an option. Yeah. Like, he'd be like, okay. But it's not an option. Like, okay.
Because this is not like something that you just do. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? This is something that happens to you.
Right. It's not like
that's why
boyfriend,
a lot of
girlfriend break up.
Seriously.
That's why a lot of marriages be failing and shit, because it didn't go naturally. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if this shit fails and dies, nigga, I did my one, nigga, you gonna have to be sending the kids back and forth, nigga, to and from me, because I gotta go find my life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm obviously out here for something else.
Yeah. Absolutely.
For real. I'm not
that's
doing
hard
that
too.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna have to happen again naturally.
Just being pushed away. That's. Mm-hmm. Push away, just
like boundaries. Mm-hmm. So, y'all niggas, let y'all's parents get in there. Would a woman stay in a relationship with her man if he can't seem to get his life together? Mm. For example, a man who keeps changing jobs and doesn't see his full potential and only works at fast food joints. Damn, my nigga. Never has any money and puts her in a position to pay majority of the bills. That's fucking
sad. He
said
he can't hear you.
Rich, you can't hear me? Hold on.
Because the mic's over there, that's why, huh?
But
nah, this is the I'm probably too far from this motherfucker. Let me do this. I do need to switch this out anyway.
Okay.
Tell me if you can hear me now.
That's a good question. Can you turn the volume up?
No. Let me do that.
See if it's just the simple. You're so calm.
Putting up the volume's all the way up, so if y'all can't hear me, put some twos in there for boo.
It just depends. Like, I think that that's hard too. Like, being married to somebody who doesn't see their full potential, so then you feel like you're being held back in life. Like, am I just supposed to wait for this person? I honestly don't think you are. I don't think marriage makes it to where you have to deal with somebody's shit for so long where you feel like you're not growing. If you've grown past that person, I don't think so. Like, those jobs, like, you're not understanding that we need legitimate income. For a certain, but how long is she with him before, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think you have to do that. I really don't.
I agree.
I do not think so.
I definitely agree. But I will say this, because it's very fucking true. Like, you never know, man.
Yeah.
You never know. They wake up in pain every day. At least they waking up and doing something. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they got a real dream, like, just give them a second.
But what's a second?
And we don't know.
Here's my thing with
we
it.
Never know.
How I think about it is, okay, he's working these dead-end jobs knowing we live in reality, and he wants me to believe in his dream. You're going to have to meet me. We can compromise.
Well, does this brother have a dream, Dre? I know. This is a dreamless nigga, too.
Yeah, fast food joints and, like, she has to take care of majority. I just, honestly, I don't even think... It just would not feel like we're a team. I can't look over and see you doing less than me. That's what it will hurt my feelings. Like, I just... And sometimes, here's the thing, too. I think that people stay with people not realizing that they're enabling that person. So maybe the divorce would make him wake the fuck up, honestly. Because that's, like, enabling, right? Like, I'm gonna be with him, but the whole time you're with him, he's not getting better. The breakup will probably be what makes him wake up.
Might not.
It might not be for you. I just... Honestly, maybe I don't...
Could get worse though. If that
I don't know. I know people that wasn't doing nothing, and now their life turned all the way around, but she waited.
Okay.
So
I don't know. Is it like a age thing? Like, how old is that guy? Maybe we could say that. Like, how old is he? I feel like most men start waking up when they 30.
30, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 29.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait that long. Just now starting to do right. Oh, nigga, we behind. Oh,
yeah.
So fucking far along.
But everybody's journey's different.
No.
Because it's really, like, yeah, I like to say what keeps me on track is, like, it's not about the destination. It's about the journey. Because I could literally harp on some shit for so long. Like, bitch, if you don't calm down.
It's true.
It's about the journey, literally. So if you're going to stay in the journey, what am I guess? Because you still have free will, regardless, married or not.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I think it's important to just be aware of the fact that, everybody's an individual. But
I don't feel like I could stay in that for, like, 10 years, though.
That's what I'm saying. I think I'm maxed out at, like, 3-5. What else? What do you want?
What I was going to say was, you know, a lot of the bad shit that happens normally is just a moment. or just a day, or just a little instance, you know what I'm saying? And then we let that thing carry on through the rest of these. Now it's been a year, you still thinking and tripping. Like, you know what I'm saying? You still feel stuck. Come on now, you know what I'm saying?
Always arguing about the same shit.
Yep. Well, how long did it take for that thing to happen to you? A couple seconds or whatever. Mm-hmm. Somebody say some bullshit, some bullshit happen. You cause yourself a big ass bill, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't let that shit stick with you, my nigga.
It's just, but he's still working at the fast food place. I don't know. How long has he been there?
So if he still let it stick with him, I'll let that.
But what if he's making good money at the fast food?
She said dead end jobs, fast food. Probably manager or something. Yeah, making her pay all the bills.
Oh, yeah. Oh, never has any money.
If you turn that around, be like,
never has any money. And I don't think you should measure a man by his income, but it's about the belief in himself. Like, I'm constantly always telling my husband, like, but you gotta get to know yourself, babe. You gotta deal with yourself. You gotta know what's best for you. Gotta know who you are. Because it's like, know yourself and love yourself, the way more I'm gonna get from you, period. Because that's called being that's your truest, that's the highest you could go. That's the best, you're giving me the best version of yourself. And that's what I want. All the time. I want that from him all the time. So I feel like if I'm seeing you work dead-end jobs and I know you have potential to do better, it's not just me knowing that, you gotta know that. So how long do you just let somebody give up on themselves or not believe in themselves? Mm-hmm. It's pretty much what she would be dealing with.
Dre coming with it, boy. He said, okay, last question. How long are they willing to wait for their man if he got sentenced to a prison term?
Ooh. What did he go to prison for?
Does it depend on the charges? That's what he said. How long is too long?
It would depend on the charge, because here's my thing with that shit. Because I'm not a ride or die, as they say.
I wouldn't want them to wait for me.
Because it's about to go back. I'm about to be a fucked up ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? I'm probably about to be in there.
But what got you in there? Was you thinking about me before you went in? That's my question. Because you couldn't have possibly been thinking about me.
Well, he said, does it depend on the charges?
Yeah, because if you're out there doing fuck shit, you're not thinking about us.
What if he's in jail for killing somebody I was trying to fuck with you?
No, period. I'm staying right there by your side the whole entire time. Fuck that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What if he's in jail for trying to get some money for the family? He got caught.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Could have let the nigga slide, but he killed the nigga.
But what did he do? Like, go rob a bank?
Exactly. Yeah, what did you do?
He's being reckless and shit.
Slaying keys.
Are you selling drugs? Because you gotta go.
I'm taking keys on the airplane.
Right, I can't be with someone that's reckless. You that's gonna put my life in harm.
Yeah, like, at that point, I would rather you work at the fast food joint.
Okay.
You cannot be going to sell. You can't put us in jeopardy and then want me to wait for you.
That's beautiful.
Because you're thinking hot.
A lot of these bitches are so thirsty, man. They don't give a fuck what you do. Just go get that money. They'll let you pimp another bitch.
Yeah.
Just go get that money.
I don't know no people like that.
Right, like James.
Baby's in the house. He cooking crack.
That would be so sad.
The fuck is this shit? It's a fucked up situation.
Oh, yeah.
In his house, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Dre, I wouldn't want her to wait for me no matter what I did. You know what I'm saying? Like, do your thing.
Yeah,
we married and shit, but if she feel like she can't do it, fuck it.
I can't be thinking
about
that.
And you're leaving her with kids?
Come on,
Lolo, like, we have kids and you go to prison. I'm not even worried about another guy on some real shit. Like, but damn.
But you're going to get there.
Yeah, eventually, because I'm human. No, but real shit. We'll get there. I'm fucking human. You're damn right I would get there. It doesn't mean that I was there, but when I was with you, though, that's a whole nother topic, but still.
I heard bitches was letting niggas from jail call them and get hearing them get fucked and shit on purpose.
What, James? Yeah. Where'd you hear this?
Where did he hear this?
Left field. I know. Nobody
right
was
like,
he was like,
I'll be hurt, down. My nigga, like, oh.
Yeah, fuck that.
Like, why would you want to hear your girl get
I'm not going to tell you who told me that, because I ain't going to put his business out there.
Okay, but that's fine. We don't
I heard that shit directly from somebody. Put me in a conversation. What up, Rich? Nick? What up? Why? Hey, hold on. Let me see. Hold on.
He said,
okay, what am I for real?
That's okay. We like the engagement.
Hold on, I'm going to put you on. Hey, he said, would they have an issue with their man being close friends with an ex? Yes, they would. I'm going to answer that one. Doesn't matter how long ago. Like, nope, it don't matter how long. It don't matter if y'all was kids. It don't fucking matter. Y'all liked it each other.
No,
stay
but
the
just,
fuck away from
here's
each
other.
That's why they're next.
That's
no,
what they
but
think.
Here's the thing. I don't mind it, but I have a hard time just believing that men and women can just be friends.
Mm-hmm.
Think so?
So far as just, like, my thing is, like, it just depends. Here's my thing. I'm not an insecure woman, right? So if you had a girlfriend, can we hang out with her? Is she cool as fuck? All right, cool. But, like, if I pick up...
See?
But that was on your own terms. That wasn't because of me.
I had a girlfriend.
Yeah, but I didn't tell him to get rid of no girls.
But what is it?
But no, what if they were cool?
Tyshia came in with the broom and the big wife was like,
you probably wouldn't have liked it.
Okay, because if you feel like the girl is still attracted to your man, are you cool with her being around?
That's what I was about to say. No, if I pick up vibes that she wants them, then I'm good. But if I pick up that she's real cool... Yeah, like Lala be knowing people when we go out. I don't care. I don't give a fuck about you knowing other bitches. And I don't give a fuck if bitches want you. That I don't give a fuck.
Oh, but I don't talk to no girls like that. Nah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like he knows a whole bunch of people. But yeah, like just
everybody knows I'm married though. Everybody knows,
which is good, and I hope
rich.
Everybody knows
everybody
you.
Yeah. To put rich in here.
I wouldn't care if you had girls that are friends as long as I know that they're really friends.
Rich. No, he said ex.
Specifically. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he said
I don't see. I mean, why would you guys be close though? Like, it's weird. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could be friends with an ex though. Like, I've been in that situation.
There's probably only one that I left off on.
Hey, we got the boss.
And if y'all were cool enough, I think I'd be
boss
cool. I would trust you, but then if I felt like she wanted you, then she got it.
Yeah, that's why I said.
So, look, Rich. So, how you feel about that? The close friends with an ex.
Hey, y'all having a real ass conversation.
these questions you wrote up, huh?
This is my nigga.
Was it a good idea?
Yeah.
Just saying.
It was a good idea. So what's up, bro? So what you thinking? What's your input?
Oh, man. You know, I got a lot.
He needs a speakerphone.
Hold on. Let me see if I can turn this up. I thought I turned it all the way up. Damn. He's outside, though, too. Let me see. Let me get you close to this mic.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. There you go.
Shit, what? Hey, what part of the conversation we on, man?
He's about to dive up in here. He's like, I could go either which way with this.
Close friends with an ex. Close friends with an ex. Is it acceptable? Is it possible? Is it respectable? Is it tolerable? Nope.
Man, hey, that all depends on the person. Whoever's ex it is, man, is they solid enough to have an ex as a friend?
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
Great question.
Yeah.
It's like if y'all are friends.
That's what it's really about. Because especially for men, we can be weak than a motherfucker, and a bitch can
just in a moment though.
In anything, and a nigga be ready to hit. So
that's why I kind of feel that way.
You know what I mean? As a man, you gotta ask yourself a question: Is this woman gonna be a problem?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or is she a good friend?
Real talk.
And so that's a thin
line these days. That's a thin line.
That's real talk.
And if you gotta ask yourself that question, then she don't deserve a chance to fuck up your relationship. So that's a no.
Damn.
So that's a no.
That's a good point.
Because it's true.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but it's true.
Because you know y'all's unity. Is your stability is based on y'all's unity, nigga? Oh, you not finna fuck my shit up either.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm trusting his judgment. If he was friends with his ex, then I would give her a chance. If I felt like I need to shut it down, I'ma shut it down. Cause it'll be like, nah, bitch, I'm not about to be dumb. Just let you just be close to my husband, just like,
right.
Like at any time,
like an open door, right? No.
But like, if she came around and she was cool as fuck, and I could tell she didn't want shit to do with my husband, we're good. I'm not insecure. I don't give a fuck. Honestly, I don't care.
That's a,
Bro, who is that talking? Who's that talking?
This is Ebony. This is my homegirl from high school.
Sounds like Ice Cube. Who's that talking?
Flores. Hey, bro, she would be a good woman to have, and I might be speaking out of turn by saying this, but she might be a good woman to have because she knows how to communicate, bro.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm. You can just sit there and listen to what she's talking about. Yeah. A lot of men fail because they women don't communicate, bro.
Damn.
Yeah, thank you.
She how to communicate.
Damn, bitch. She's
how to communicate. She knows how to get her point across.
Yeah, he's like, okay.
Communicate like a motherfucker.
But it's true.
Communicative.
Thank you.
That's dope, bro. Real shit. That's one thing
trying,
me and Tyshia.
Like, we could get through it, baby. Let's just talk about it.
Yeah, yep. She could talk.
Yep. Yeah. Tyshia hit me up yesterday. Nigga, like, yeah, we gotta have a talk tonight.
He probably needs a lot of straightening out, Tyshia.
Yeah, he like, does.
There's no way. But you're like so you calm.
She's like, you looking at these bitches on Instagram.
Oh. Yeah, get a whooping.
Instagram
bitches.
Doing? Instagram bitches ain't.
At least she hit you up and let you know what's on her heart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She don't like it.
I do.
Because some people don't know how to communicate. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like we had to learn how to do that, because at first we would just, like, you know, just, like, suppress it.
Yeah.
And then we'll blow up.
Yeah.
And then we wasn't
definitely
getting nothing.
Definitely blowing up. Yeah, you know? Yeah. Breaking mm-hmm. shit.
But it's true.
So I wasn't getting nothing done, like, you know?
I think yeah. I was different, but I'm not that good at that.
You're yeah. getting better, though. Seriously.
Yeah, I can't really talk like that.
Yeah. But you try now.
Or, like, express how I'm feeling and shit.
Yeah.
Opposite yes. attract, baby. That's really, you doing it, though.
We ain't really supposed to do that. That's the special thing about the ladies, though, you know.
Did you say you ain't supposed to do it?
No. But some ladies do not communicate.
I don't need to. I don't.
You know?
I don't.
You
that's
don't
what, that's what Richard's saying.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's what he's saying. But I'm saying, like, you know, it's cool when you got that, for real.
Yeah.
Because when she's able to, like, ease you out of your hole, my nigga,
mm-hmm.
you like, man,
oh, yeah.
your heart is like,
a lot,
oh, shit,
I,
it's bright out here today, shit. What the fuck going on? Get your ass back in that hole, boy.
Yeah, that's what it's about. I always tell him, I'm going to speak to the king in you. I'm not dealing with you. I'm going to talk to, because I know he's better than what he gives most of the time. So I'd be like, I'm going to speak to the king
that's
in
a good
you.
Point, my nigga.
We can't
for
be
real.
That.
See, man, your ass, man.
You got to get... And another thing, bro, you know how they say behind every good man is a good woman?
Yeah.
I believe in that to a certain extent, you know what I'm saying? But that shit can be very true. I believe they say that shit because behind that good man is a good woman that's motivating him, keeping him focused, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Letting him know when he's dropping the ball.
Yeah.
Telling them when it's time to get back on that motherfucker and shit
yeah.
on niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Real talk.
Teamwork, man. Yeah. Teamwork.
And that's
how
I see
why that man is great. Because
that's
that woman
kind.
Lets him know when he's not being great.
Yeah.
When he's being mm-hmm. less than what he can.
God
yeah.
damn.
She
but
sure
it's
will.
True.
This
like,
nigga
you gotta
spit,
hold him accountable.
Boy.
Like, you
woo.
Do.
Richard is God body this morning, boy.
It's true.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Hey, bro, because you know, I speak from shit that I've been through.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. He's
and shit that's going on with my relationship, my life right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel like a lot of women get fed up and shit, and men too. A lot of people get fed up, but if you're not speaking on what the fuck is bothering you, what's bringing the problems, that's a good way to block your blessings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's a good way to keep good people out of your path.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when you speak up and you put that energy in the air and you let a motherfucker know, hey, man, this is what it is, this is what it ain't, how do you feel? You feel me?
Yeah.
That's when you're giving a person an opportunity to have an opinion.
Yeah.
But when you mm-hmm. don't say nothing and you just, you know what I mean, do you and think
and
that that's the right thing to
mm-hmm.
do,
yep.
them type of people gonna wake up hungry and alone one motherfucking day
mm.
because you're pushing away all the people that give a fuck about you.
Period.
And some people don't show their potential at the beginning. So sometimes you gotta be patient with a motherfucker.
Yeah.
But that don't mean kiss a motherfucker ass,
period.
Do everything
mm-hmm.
for a motherfucker.
Right.
Nah. But at the same time, I'm going to do for you, baby, because I love you.
Yeah.
But because I love you,
yeah, I'm going
to tell you what it is,
shit.
Even if you don't want to hear, so we can refocus. You feel me?
Thank you.
But when we don't refocus, my nigga, that bad energy just keeps generating, my nigga.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
If he just surviving.
It's true.
It got something to feed on for sure.
Yeah, honestly, that's how I took
hell
it. Took
yeah.
her shit yesterday. Like, she's just trying to put me back on track. Like, stop looking at these bitches. Why are you looking following all these hoes, nigga?
I know.
Sometimes it be
getting like,
out of control.
You have not lost your beauty, not even a little bit. I don't care how you feel about weight wise. You have not lost your beauty at all.
Thank you.
But I can see how it feels.
One thing I can say about y'all though, bro, and you insist, you know what I'm saying? Y'all remain focused in one thing that I've acknowledged is, man. You know what I mean? Y'all got power. Y'all power reaches so far, bro, that I don't even think you really know, bro. You know what I'm saying? The game and everything that y'all spit and this the stuff that y'all do, you know what I mean? How y'all operate is things that things that y'all do is stuff that people that are in real relationships need to know.
Okay.
So when I see you get on here and you speak about real ass shit, that's dope to me, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate
for
that,
one, mate. For one, yeah, bro. But for one, just for our culture, for our black people, for, you know what I mean, brothers in our position that don't think that it's possible to have you know what I mean, a household with a faithful, true woman that you can confide in, you know what I mean, and she can do the same, and y'all can take off y'all's armor when y'all come out in the streets.
That's what it's about. We're a fucking team. We got this against everybody. Period.
That's how that goes. Get up and go get that bread. She help you put your armor on. You help her put hers on, nigga, and y'all head out in this motherfucking warzone of what we call a world, and y'all make that shit happen. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Who the fuck would want to be alone in these times right now? That shit's nonsense, man. If you got somebody that's worthy and somebody that you can guide and teach and mold at the same time, my nigga.
It's true.
Hey, man, that's golden. Yep. That's God-given, my nigga. Yep. That's heaven sent, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I see you and sis doing y'all's thing, bro. I focus. I listen. I pay attention, my nigga.
That's
you know what I mean? What's known don't got to be said, bro.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying? True that.
So I appreciate seeing shit like that, bro, because what I'm going through right now makes me feel like love ain't real. That shit don't exist in our day and age no more. That shit truly died out with all of our ancestors, our relatives, our aunts, our uncles, our grandmas, all of them people that stayed together for 40 and 50 and 60 years, nigga. That was love. That was love, my nigga.
Yeah.
Because them people had ups and downs and arounds all through that 40 and 50 and 60 years, and they stuck that shit together and they wrote it the fuck out, nigga.
Real talk.
It was intentional,
real talk.
Though. They knew what they signed up for back in the day.
That's some real shit, my nigga.
Some, some of these females got some raggedy niggas. We ain't gonna lie. Said some of these niggas are making us look real bad.
Real talk, bro.
You can't hit the block for 30 years, bro, and not be rich.
Exactly.
I'm just keeping it. You know me, my nigga. Come on, bro. You know I'm about to speak on it, bro.
Oh, God, nigga.
The streets for 30 years.
Not hit the block. Come on, bro. I know niggas that been flipping burgers, bro, that got 3 and 4 cars, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And they not going to jail every week.
See?
You know, female want to be with a nigga like that.
See?
That's not somebody you can depend on.
What? You know what I'm saying?
I know that they're going to come home. You got to pick up all the slack. Like, no.
Real talk. You know what I'm saying? These niggas better focus up, bro. Because I'm tired of good women falling victim to these fucking streets, bro.
Yeah.
I'm tired of all of this poison being put into these women's head, and they thinking that black men don't exist no more. Well, I am a black motherfucking man, a soldier, my nigga.
Real shit.
And I'll be damned if these motherfucking women keep treating men bad. And then they get away with this shit because it's always a man's fault. Fuck that. Everybody need to own up to their own bullshit.
I'm always at fault. I'm the victim.
Oh, God.
Me too.
Don't
I'm
not.
The perpetrator.
Boy, out of here.
Everybody be calling me the victim.
You are a victim.
Hey, that's some real shit. I appreciate the words, bro, for real.
Thank you.
But you know, I just wanted to tap in with y'all one time. Tell sis, what up, dog?
Oh, yeah. She can hear you. She can hear you. She said, what up, what up? Yeah, no, I appreciate you tapping in, bro.
What up, man?
That was dope.
Yeah.
Man, I hope y'all have a great Sunday, bro, man. I just wanted to tap in and talk some shit real quick. Hopefully it reach somebody, you feel me?
Oh, God. Yeah. My nigga, hit these niggas with that pond, my nigga. This nigga got a pond in his backyard. Hit these niggas with the pond,
with
my nigga.
With the pond.
He got some koi fish
for the
shit?
Fly, boy.
Man, I'm getting koi fish.
That shit's hard, nigga.
Definitely
yeah, see?
Growing back here, man. Some cantaloupes in this motherfucker.
Yes.
Nigga doing the thing, boy. Look at, see? Man, I can't wait to get my yard. My yard look like shit.
Man, so does ours.
We got value.
You know, do a lot of things out of love, man. A lot of things out of love.
Well,
yeah,
definitely.
Love.
I appreciate you, bro.
Man, hey, I appreciate y'all for having me, bro. I'm going to get up out of y'all's hair, man. But think on it, man. I love y'all.
I love you too, my nigga. You be
Thank
smooth.
He's cool. He sound like Ice Cube. That is Ice Cube.
That's my nigga, man. That's humbling for him to say that because that's a nigga that ever since the nigga moved into the neighborhood, bro, it was like, this nigga's tight, nigga. Mm-hmm. Everything this nigga do is like, this nigga bought, I want to say, was it 2015? It was probably like 2014 or 2015 Camaro. It was like an SS. Then he went and got it like the next one that came out. And then he got the next one. I'm like, who the fuck is this nigga doing this shit?
Yeah.
Nigga. Because we'll chop it up real quick and say what's up, but I wasn't really in his mix like that. You know, that nigga was always moving. In and out.
But it's always good to be able to pick up gems from other people. That's cool that you, as another man, can look at another man and be like, damn, that's tight. Like, spark something in you to be like, well, that's exactly what I want to do.
Sure, that's what we want to do.
Well, that's the difference between a player and a hater, my nigga. Cause
but for real.
I don't get mad from seeing. I remember before me and this nigga really started talking, I remember I came outside one day and his fucking Camaro. His Camaro was flat. My nigga, I was like, oh, shit. I was like, fuck, I was about to pull off. I was like, man, let me tell this nigga real quick, man. I was like, hey, my nigga, the red mirror, flat, nigga. There's a red mirror out there, black mirror out there, Monte Carlo out there. Like, this nigga is hard. Like, yeah. See, this is the type of shit I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Have all the cars you want.
Right. You feel me?
He definitely
I just had too many kids too fast.
I know, I liked his insight. It's like, oh, yeah, well, he should have been a part of the podcast.
He really should have, because he was bringing some good, you know?
Rich, that's my nigga, man. Me and him, we talk often.
Spitting some stuff, like you could tell, like that was coming from within. Like, yes, you've been through some shit. Yes. To have to be able to, you know,
this shit ain't easy, man.
It's not easy.
And but if, it's worth if it. He ever comes on here and talks about his, you know, man, it's gonna be something very interesting to hear, you know, for multiple other people. You know, I've already, but I'm telling you, because it's not the normal issue.
Right. It's really not.
It's tough.
Yeah, it is tough.
He's got a very specific set of skills. Now I'm just playing. He's got a real specific issue. You know what I'm saying?
Set of
but
skills.
It sounds like my nigga's coming out. Cause man, I'm telling you, boy, that nigga was not happy. Not happy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about not happy. I was just letting him talk. I ain't finna say shit.
But for
this
real,
nigga is upset. Boy.
Yeah, he's passionate about it.
Mm-hmm. Fuck sure. Yeah.
Going through some shit.
Fuck yeah. I was like, man, but you seem better, bro. I'm happy for
but
you.
That's because relationships are not all what people think they are, but
they're going to make you see yourself. Mm-hmm. And opposites attract. It's like you pull, like how we saying, I communicate, my husband doesn't, but like I pull that. It out of him so he can see his fullest potential. Same mm-hmm. thing with me with patience. Like, I'm not a patient person, but he pulls it out of me because literally I do need that. Like, it is literal. It's balance for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah, Tyshia, see, me, for me, it's like, when I come out, it's because it's needed, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really have to talk, but I like to talk, you know what I'm saying? I like to express yeah. myself, especially if it's something I feel good about.
You've always been a talker, though. I don't understand why.
Yeah, that's why he's lying.
But, I know.
Like, people talk your head to.
I know, that's why me and Jeff always got along, because I'm like, I like to talk, I'm going to say it all. Like, we would be in a constant debate, that's what it really was, but it does feel good to be understood, and that's what I feel like James always did, was like, understand me. Like, he'd be like, nah, that makes sense, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of people would not say I make sense a lot of the time, you know, because it's something that they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
cool. Yeah, Tyshia,
okay, let's do the next question.
On it. All right, whip out the next question.
Tyshia got the
you
question.
Want me to do a commercial for you, Tyshia? Or
yeah,
you got
yeah,
enough orders?
Commercial breaks.
Yeah.
Hey, play a podcast. Look, check this out. Y'all niggas gotta go to Not of the More, KnotTedAmore. Check it out on Instagram. Check it out on Facebook. Check it out on Etsy. You know what I'm saying? If you got a baby birthday coming up, take your something with you. A baby shower on the way.
Hey.
Play
a photo shoot, a baby photo shoot. That's what I cannot wait for.
Oh, yeah, Emmy's gonna be showing out.
I'm about to be like, okay, Tyshia, look at this. Can you make this one?
Are you gonna pick the sex?
What? I can't do that. I'm not God.
I think you can do that now.
Yeah,
what,
but she wants to
sex.
Well, she wants to do it naturally. She don't want to like.
Yeah,
well,
I'm not gonna go do that. No,
yeah,
I don't
like,
do it that way.
Well, like have a boy or a girl if you want a boy or a girl.
Yeah, make
yeah, Lala will pick a boy every time. I'm just scared to have a daughter because. That's gonna be his
it's
child.
Just gonna whatever
gonna,
comes
bro.
Out, comes
yeah.
out.
He's been that real. Appreciate
yeah.
you, my nigga.
I think that's
going,
what you
man.
Were supposed to have at that time.
Just max.
Absolutely,
relax,
I wouldn't
bro.
Change it the way it's supposed
vibe.
To be at all.
Why would you want to change it?
There's people out there who do it, babe.
Because people just
pick the
have
eye color and some more shit. Yeah, because they like the look of shit.
Well, that's some other shit. That ain't original no more.
Yeah.
Oh, the question. Yeah. It says, what does immediate family mean to you? When married,
immediate family is
your family,
brother,
family.
Sisters,
yeah.
stuff like that.
Oh, good, because no, when okay. you're married, that's not your immediate
oh,
family.
Oh, that changes.
Yes, baby.
Hold on, what?
I thought.
So, what do you well, mean by that question?
It says, yeah, what does immediate family mean to you when you're married? Like, who do you think is your immediate family at that time?
Oh, well, I mean, I would consider my immediate family obviously, I don't
my parents.
Yeah, and
shit.
Like, yeah. No, made me,
no, it doesn't go that.
Not
Taisha. Okay, so that's so when. So
I think my household is my immediate.
That's
family.
What it comes. Yes.
Like my kids, like my household.
Yes, your
my
husband
immediate.
Is your mm-hmm. yes. Maybe I'm so even if y'all didn't have children, mm-hmm. you get married, he's now your mm-hmm. immediate family. Meaning,
yeah.
when it comes to anything. Anything medical, okay. he's immediate. Mm-hmm. He's emergency. He's right in contact. Mm-hmm. He does not. Nobody comes before him, and I. Yeah. That's why I'm asking. Because
yeah.
Just
okay.
like they
so
answered.
Now that I have to like think about
going,
it,
right?
like oh, yeah.
Yeah, immediate. Like you said,
my
when
family.
I think
who's
about
your immediate,
immediate
family. Okay,
yeah.
so when you're married, okay, I can see that. But if you just have her, like that's a small family.
Okay, but that's a family you're starting.
I would say my wife. Then I would say my mom, my dad.
Your wife and your children.
But now I would
yeah,
say
now
that.
It should be that way. Yeah.
I'm just saying, because I'm telling you, we get married and we don't be knowing what we
so
don't be consciously
is this,
knowing
what, is,
what we're doing.
Is this coming from, what are you like? What are you looking for, respect or what?
I'm looking for a couple. This is questions for couples, like married couples. I mean, we're all married. So
I mean, with the family thing.
That there's levels to this shit. I think
ranking
that's not.
Thing.
A, yeah, I think it's not. I think everybody
they
tries to. But I think everybody tries to blend with your actual
in
like
order
when you
to
get
rank
married.
Something, it has to be. Comparable.
Thank you. And it's not supposed to be comparable. That's
so,
what I'm trying to say.
Right. So stop
so,
doing
yeah.
that. Because you can't do
no,
that.
I'm not trying to do anything. I'm asking you guys. It's questions. We just came up with questions. Of course, that's my opinion.
I mean, I think it's important to know, though, for sure, because people get it twisted, nigga. Like, don't fucking come to my house and shit.
And I also...
Without calling, or at least mm-hmm. talking to Taisha, nigga, damn.
But I think you come from a place of somebody who already had it figured out. That's why I think it's good
that's
to talk to hit on.
I used to see a lot of shit I didn't want, so when I started my shit, oh, it was without all of that.
Anything, so you were intentional.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Anything I fucking.
That's all I'm saying. Like as married couples, I know that this is like
shit,
when we asked,
I
said, yeah, this is something
AK,
that we struggled with. So I think married couples in general do that.
TV
yeah.
and an AK.
Yeah.
What's up, Nana?
Thing.
Oh shit,
right.
we gotta stop cussing y'all. Nana is in here.
Everybody be wanting to blend, on, but baby. I also think it
what's
comes
up,
from
man?
I was raised that way. Like my dad will always tell me, like, you ain't gonna have my last name forever because you're a girl, you're not supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
So before I even got married, my dad would be like, you're not gonna be a Carter forever. So
right.
he conditioned me to believe, like, okay, well, when I get married, I'm gonna take my husband's last name. There is no hyphen, there is no none of that.
Right.
But then I meet a lot of women who hyphenate, and I'm like, well, why do
I don't
you feel
like
need to do that?
My last name is hyphenated.
But it's hyphenated as in your mom wanted to keep a part of her last name. Your dad didn't take on her last name. I'm talking about
no.
when they're married. Like, she gave her kids her last name, too. But
right.
her married is not Herrera.
I feel like...
Right?
I feel like it's...
Most her, she's a most out my dad.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like it's a power struggle when you do
thank
that.
You.
I feel like you're
thank
not
you.
Being submissive to your
thank
husband.
You.
Like, you know, when you
thank
do the hyphenated name.
To your
that's what I'm saying.
Say
and it's like, I don't think you're knowing what you're signing up for. Like,
and
why are you getting married if you're not going to just take his last name? It's like
exactly.
an honorable thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
I have a last name I'm supposed
can
to give to
can
my
you give
wife.
Me an example of hyphenated? What's that mean?
So, like, when me and Lalo got married, if I was to be like, okay, well, I'm going to keep my last name, so I'll be Flores, but it's going to be Dash Carter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so Ebony Carter Flores.
Like
yeah,
last
or Ebony
name,
Flores Carter.
I have my mom and my dad's last
but she
name.
Gave her name
yeah,
to her
Flores
children. She wanted her name to be with her children,
hmm.
so that's different. But she didn't hyphenate her last name. So, like, when you and Taisha got married, if she was like, but I want to keep my name, would that have been an issue for you guys?
I wasn't aware of that kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? So it would have just
you'd
happened.
Be
if that's
surprised.
What if she was up on that, you know what I'm saying, she would have got me like, yeah, nigga, I only got half your name, nigga.
But that's what I'm saying.
Who is that
but that's
loyalty
what I'm
to
saying,
the family
like,
or some shit? Is that some shit they do in the South?
I just feel like you're not
this,
going
yeah.
into it
oh,
like
shit.
Really
okay.
wanting to be in a
please,
marriage.
Thank
I feel
you.
Like you're kind of like mm. one foot in, one foot
I
out.
I agree.
I agree.
And that's what I'm saying. It's something to talk about because you'd be surprised how many women take on, get married and say, well, I'm a hyphenate or I'm going to keep my last name. Or
mm-hmm.
it's almost like you don't have trust in the men that you chose to be
yeah.
married to walk beside. Like
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, I'm taking
yeah,
your last
you,
name.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you do it?
Like you're not being submissive.
No, babe, your mom didn't do that. She just wanted her last name to go with her children too. So whatever, it's not, she did that against your father.
She
just saying, I want my kids to be, yes. I want my children to have my last name as well. So that's different.
Oh, so
but
a power thing, okay.
I do think
what's
it's like a power
name?
Thing. And I
it
do
definitely
think
is a power
tell
thing.
You're not going
shit.
In there intentional, like who, like you don't trust who you chose, I feel like, in a way. Like
that's why
I've
like.
Never, like we talked about last time,
mm-hmm.
I never dated outside my race. And then the first
then
time that I do, he ends up becoming my husband.
You
I'm
do
not
that?
Mexican.
You
I have a Mexican last
name.
Who, my grandma?
I thought she had
Peter. Oh, yeah, yeah, when she did the last, just the last time.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, it's a real thing. You'd be surprised. And it's another thing of people not being aware consciously of what they're choosing. When you choose to get married, that is your immediate family. That your emergency contacts don't go, oh, and then I'm going to put my mom first. Nope, you put your wife first, then your mom can go in there too. That's fine. But if there's anything, she's making the call. People don't really consciously understand. Like, it's like a wave or like a, what is it called? A trendy thing to do to get married. Okay. It's like,
now, I do that. Now it is, yeah. Because niggas want to put on the show and shit.
You just want to be like, oh, I want to take matching pictures. Yeah. Oh, I want to show my ring. I want to have this big ass wedding. It needs to be from love.
It needs to be from love.
And not a show.
$30,000-$40,000, bro.
It's what? Definitely not a show. Because I feel like that, like you said, is trendy.
Oh, yeah.
It's trendy. Crazy, it looks
that must
good.
Be balling like
it's
a motherfucker,
cute.
Boy.
Yeah, them weddings is expensive.
I definitely got to be in the sevens before I fucking do something like that.
It's just a real thing.
50,000?
So,
60,000?
That's why I wrote
for
it.
One
just
night.
To see, have a conversation. Like,
okay, so whose turn? Yours?
Lalo's.
Okay.
Oh, shit. All right. Ladies, gonna sure, set us right. up with all these questions. We each put in one. They put in like 70 questions each.
Because y'all, we would have had nothing if y'all, we would have relied on y'all to do it all.
To
the
setup.
This is yours, huh, right here?
Yeah. Finally, one I didn't write. God damn, I'm like, shit, I feel like I wrote equal amount.
So it's, which is more important in a relationship, respect or trust?
Respect or trust.
That's a good one, James.
That is
okay.
My
see,
question.
You have one. That's a good one, okay?
Which is more important, respect or trust?
Trust.
Okay.
I'm trying to be married with someone for real, for
real.
She can keep her last
like
name if she wants. Okay. It's all about the action for you. The name.
But so why do you think trust?
You respect, how do you trust?
You should be able to trust somebody before you get in a relationship with them, right?
Hell fucking yeah. Because if we kicking it and your ass pull out a fucking crack pipe, oh, I definitely can't trust you no more.
But for real.
But I was just like,
oh, shit.
Start smoking. Damn, what's this start smoking?
Oh, fuck. Like, nigga, what is happening? This is our last meeting.
You're stupid. You had to go to the extreme.
He always got to do that. Like, Jay.
A fucking crack pipe.
It's like, you never know.
To pull out
you
a crack
never
pipe.
Know. Shit.
You never know.
Be comfortable with it. Shit, he already doing it. He might as well know about it. Shit.
Okay, but I just feel like we should just break that down really quick. Because, all right, relationship, trust, respect. I'm very big on respect. Just very big on respect.
Yeah.
I do feel like trust is definitely...
You're gonna get
okay, let's define disrespectful real quick. Let's see what is disrespectful. What do you see as disrespectful but not...
Shit.
So, like, let me think. What I got in trouble for yesterday? Looking at bitches on Instagram.
Okay.
Is that disrespectful?
I definitely feel like...
That's the
what
first
are you,
thing
what do you mean looking at bitches
Instagram.
On Instagram? Are you liking these bitches? Is he commenting?
Yeah, like he's liking them. He's going
liking
to their
them.
Like OnlyFans page.
Okay.
Like, you know,
okay,
that's disrespectful.
So,
yes,
it is disrespectful. It's distasteful, too.
Yeah,
out of respect,
like,
okay, so if we do respect, out of respect for your wife, you wouldn't even be doing
but
that.
You trust
you wouldn't
them,
want
right?
her doing that. There's no way you would want her looking
exactly.
at niggas and then hardening all their shit and then going to their OnlyFans. Lala would be like, so, bitch, what are we doing? You want a divorce? I'd be like, I thought you don't believe in divorce.
You don't know what kind of
thing that is.
That
he would believe in that shit.
That's the least of what, you know what I'm saying? Like, I done dealt with some serious shit.
What if you go to his suggestion and there's just a whole bunch of bitches?
Okay.
What if he went to my suggestion and there's just a whole bunch of dick? Like,
that's true.
I mean, come
that's
on.
True.
Like, that's not respectable. Like,
so, okay, then yes, that would be disrespectful. And it's not
trouble.
Respectable.
It's not.
And you should have been in trouble for that. And I can see why the dust thing is there. But we could get on that, too. All I'm saying is, yes, I think my answer is just going to have to be respect over trust. If I had to choose. Because, of course, I'm definitely wanting both. But you're going to always need to respect me. So even if you did pull out a crack pipe, I'm going to respect that you do that. But you're going to have to respect that I don't fuck with that shit. So I'm
right.
Good. I'm good. I got to get the fuck up out of here with that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Trust, I feel like it just kind of... I feel like it's definitely needed, of course. But, like... You can't even trust yourself and making certain decisions right, depending
me,
on.
She's a nigga trying to play me. I do not have no OnlyFans shit, okay? Just like,
right, he didn't care.
Tyshia's like going through
that's
this.
That's all he fucking heard.
Trying to play me, nigga. Yeah, no, I ain't no fucking
trick. But here's
trip,
the thing.
Buddy.
Nobody's even
trick.
Judging you. At the end of the day, we asked if it was disrespectful. Here's the thing. Yes, I feel like it's disrespectful. If we talk about respect
is
and trust.
Is it disrespectful? It's, I mean, look, she knew this shit when she got with me.
No,
I had
here's
a whole fucking shoebox.
James, but it's always different.
Full of bitches.
So you tell us if it's disrespectful.
I've been doing
like
this
she
shit.
Said, you go to her Instagram and see all dicks. Is it disrespectful, James? Like,
I won't
so
be
then,
in her Instagram.
See, it's
that's
always
the
that.
Difference between me
no.
and her.
Yeah, but it does. Okay, just say that you was.
That's why she never.
Okay,
got
so say you didn't go through anything and you found it.
Face.
You didn't go through shit and then you found
got
it. Came
in my
to
face.
You.
Some dicks is all up in her shit.
And then you find that out about her.
If she's looking at
this, and she's like, well, James,
dick, nigga, I know this about her. It's
but she likes yours, clearly, not all niggas. Like, come on now. We're not going to be ridiculous about it.
In her head.
You see, this is why
he likes to have pimp talking. That. Ain't nobody a pimp over here.
It's a pimp.
Period.
I'm just saying.
You know
I,
what
listen,
you would want
listen,
to be done to
listen,
you.
It took Tyshia a long time to even admit that she's attracted to men. Like, that's not me. Like, I know this shit naturally. I'm not stupid, nigga.
Okay, but okay? That's natural. That's
but,
normal.
Okay,
so,
but I'm
you,
not going. I'm not putting
kinda,
myself in the situation.
Yeah.
Like, putting. You
we know
what I mean?
That's not. We
like,
don't
if
have
I
to
see
debate
a man,
it. This is not
putting
debate.
In a situation.
I'm saying
I'm
if I see a man that's attractive, of course I'm like, okay, he's attractive, but I'm not
going
to search for that. Like, you know.
Said I'm searching for.
Hey, you know, I went to Vegas and she took a
picture
of me.
Your fucking Instagram said it. You know what? We're not. This is why you got in trouble yesterday. We're not here for that. At the end of the goddamn day, if you don't see nothing wrong with it, then let her do it and you're going to see all the wrong with it. You know better, so do better.
Tyshia's
that's it.
Already done
you
it.
Know better, so just
she's
do better.
Already,
it doesn't matter.
She's already done it.
We know what disrespect is. You cannot
it's
answer the question
or answer
it. It's not
a big deal to me. That thing, I have had bitches that have been sucking dick.
Who gives a shit?
And shit. You know what I'm saying? Why she's supposed to be mine? Like, looking at a picture of a
James,
nigga.
James, you were 12, because like we say,
be.
You met Tyshia at 13. So at the end of the day, the bitches you were, I don't even know. The bitch didn't even, she just
my
started.
My heart has been ravaged.
Everybody's is. Has.
So therefore.
Everybody has.
Therefore,
had
the callus is thick, my nigga. I could take a lot. You know what I'm saying? That thing does that bothers her. It don't
so
bother
so you're
me.
Trying to justify
I've been with
what
bitches
you did?
Who didn't bother. Huh?
Yeah, that's what you're
he's still
trying to justify
okay,
it.
How about this, James? How about
trying
this?
To justify it.
Just
justify
answer
it.
The question.
How's that just how's
however
that?
Because you don't see nothing wrong with it, but you're disregarding my feelings.
That's how you feel.
That's
James, that's not how she feels. That's anybody in their right fucking mind, nigga. And you are in your right mind because you wouldn't want her to do it to you, and that's just that. You would know if somebody's doing you wrong or if it's disrespectful or distasteful, right? If you found it, however the fuck you found it, when it comes to your wife, you wouldn't like to see that shit. Just keep it 100 all the way.
I'd be like, damn.
And
like,
it just is what it is. So don't dish it if you can't
I'll tell
take
her,
it.
This is what I would tell her. If
it's
it keeps coming across my fucking desk, I'm like, nigga, if you don't hide this shit, like, I don't want to see that you doing it. You know what I'm saying? It's not even my fucking business. Honestly, what goes on in her mind. With that kind of shit, especially right,
well,
if I'm not involved,
like that,
nigga.
So I'm the same
it ain't my fucking business.
But for real, but you still would like to. But okay, how about this? Would you think it's disrespectful that she's doing it?
I mean, I would have to.
Like, would you like, even though it's in her mind and you don't have no right being there, because you, so you're not trying to invade her privacy.
Yeah, like it's not.
But like, would you
business.
Feel disrespected if
would,
she did?
I would just,
if you found it,
my mind would be just open to her. Like, okay, she's it's a little more.
Yeah, I would feel like I don't do it for Lala. Like, if I found that shit, I would feel like, damn, I must not do it for this nigga. Like,
yeah,
what the fuck? Why on your free
that.
Time?
Yeah.
Is what the fuck you go looking for,
yeah.
nigga? On my free time, I'm looking for like how
house,
to make this
yeah.
house good
mm-hmm.
for my business, nigga. Like,
exactly.
I'm trying to fucking be productive and
shit.
You're over here looking at bitches.
I'll be chilling because I gotta go to work.
See, and this is what's fucked up. I shouldn't.
But Lala has a lot of bitches on Snapchat. He has professional like bitches he looks at. I don't really give a fuck, honestly. But at the end of the day,
she's so professional.
Yeah, it'd be like bitches that are famous, you know,
oh, okay.
and like big titties and just weird shit. But at the end of the day, I feel like he's a guy, and it's not all the
That's
time.
What I'm saying I'm not fucking.
No, but here's the
These
thing:
these hoes is not ruining my life, my nigga. I guess my paper,
here's
my bills
the thing,
is paid.
Though, I said he has that. I didn't say he goes looking for that. I've seen him like a thing or two, but I don't really give a fuck. I feel like he's a guy. But if
deal.
I did go to look and I seen that shit was just like. The main thing he goes on social media for, we got an issue. Because I feel like, yeah, that's just, I'm going to talk to him. Like, so what's really going on, though? Like, in your mind, like, what are you, so, to walk me through a normal day. That's what I would, I'd be like, so, I'd be like,
you
so
go.
You're sitting here, and the first thing you want to do is what? Show me. Let's do it. Let's do it together. I don't understand.
Like,
that's just weird.
I'm looking for some funny shit in the morning because I feel like my laughs feel the best. Like,
okay.
Right when I wake up.
All right, so you like to start your... You're intentional with your day, clearly. So you like to start with a laugh.
Try to laugh
and stuff. Then where does it... You know what? We're not in a therapy session for you guys. At the end of the day, it's disrespectful. It's distasteful.
So I'll be looking for songs to listen to when I wake up.
Yeah, good song.
That's right. To blow to make it a Snapchat. I know, baby.
Get ready while I'm bumping.
That's right.
Shit.
Go ahead, do your thing. Yeah, he said, you know.
I'm like, fuck. I gotta go to work. You know, bump to something cool. Girl, that's going to make me feel right. Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to drive to this.
Damn.
I love you. Yeah. I like that. I don't know. At the end of the day. Is it just, baby, answer for us.
What?
Is it distasteful? Disrespect or trust?
Disrespect or trust?
Trust. Which one is for it? Me, it has to be trust.
Yeah, it's always been trust for him, though. Because he can't trust
nobody. Because I need to know
he is, his callus is thick, too.
Yeah.
Every man
like,
can take off.
For me to trust
they be going
girl,
through heartbreak
know?
One time and be done.
Yep.
Women go through it multiple times.
Trust
could be
nobody.
With the same person, different
oh
people.
God, I don't trust
it'd be
nobody.
Hard.
But, you know, I feel like this, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna go fucking cheat on Tyshia, my nigga.
I ain't gonna do that either.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
these bitches,
yeah,
she could be as bad as she wanna be. That's just a thing, just like I told her. And she got mad when I said this shit, but unfortunately, it's the fucking truth. Like, the bitches is just like the cars on there. She was trying to ignore all the cars that she's seen on the same page.
She's like,
saying?
Fuck the cars,
and dogs too,
these
bitches. Yeah.
It was
that's
like
exactly
two cars. I literally seen two
cars
compared to like 30
right.
Fucking bitches. Like,
so then you got put in timeout and you had a lecture in the room. That's
so
what I'm talking
but
about.
But I'm saying, like, I'm not trying to be disrespectful when I say this, but I'm letting you into my mind. You know what I'm saying? So be respectful, my nigga. I'm just saying, it's all the same. The tight fish and shit. I post a tiger. Yeah, that's just like a sexy bitch to me, nigga. Unfortunately,
okay.
The visual of it. You know what I'm saying? Like
but
I told her.
I
she tried to say I'm giving sexual energy when I don't even see it like that because I feel the same way when I see it.
But you know
lit.
How to go look for
it.
I think it's just more
bitch.
Like, but you know how, okay, but you're attracted to it. It's like a main attraction.
Yeah, I'm attracted
so
to
you're
it.
Attracted to cars, but like she said, she only seen two cars, but then the rest was bitches. It's like, so are you shopping for sexy bitches all day? Like,
right?
It's just weird. Right? It's
I'm
just
definitely
weird.
Not shopping for sexy
but
bitches.
But I'm just saying,
that's
your
looks.
Main
but you know that
thing.
That's your main
thing
all the time is other bitches. So how do I know you're not going to cheat on me eventually? Because that's all you're focused on.
That's what you
focused.
Think.
How long have y'all been together?
16 years.
Yeah, that's
you
what she's
been
saying.
You.
The same shit
whoa,
since
whoa,
like
baby,
we was
come
kids,
on
bro.
Now. I don't know people together 10 years, married for one, and they didn't make it. Just letting you know. At the end of the day, it's
like
not about
said
that.
Last time, what are you upset?
Here's
what
I think she's trying to say. She's just
good.
Trying to say, be mindful, nigga, because it's going too far. Period. Be mindful, nigga. Back it up. On some real shit. On some real shit. Because you can't trust yourself. Like, okay, you're looking at these bad bitches, but that bitch is not in your face. She's not on your lap. This bitch not twerking in front of you. It's no,
that's
not exactly.
My point.
No,
nigga, and that's how I like it. Nigga,
James,
it's keep your ass over there wherever
and,
you are.
And
bitch.
Then if the bitch is in your face.
I don't want her in my fucking face.
Yeah, because you're scared
you,
of what
you
would
do. Exactly.
Well, all we got to
do is.
Yeah,
fucking
because
want
you like
her.
It so much.
He thinks it's okay to be on the screen.
Trying to
yeah,
fucking,
but
like,
she can't be.
To,
so she can't be sexy.
Hey, look,
so she can't be sexy in
Vegas.
Your face.
Oh, man,
no,
Taisha,
because there might be an issue.
She's tripping. Hold on. No.
Yes.
If that was the case, I would go after her.
No, James.
Nigga, that's how I am.
No, that's not.
That's how I got her. I went after her, nigga. If I'm on the internet and I'm looking at bitches like, oh, shit, I got to have that. I'm about to.
We're not saying you're doing it like that. You're doing
that's
it the safe
do
way.
It.
You're doing it the way that's like, and bitch, there's no way I can get in
I've
trouble this way.
I've always been doing that. Didn't babe, bitches in music video. You remember Tim
okay,
Zero
well, Taisha's conversation with you yesterday said, you're going too far, nigga. Just bring it, brill it
okay,
in. Next time
that.
I come check this shit, it better be some bitches, some cars, some fishes, some snakes, some rabbits, nigga. It better be all right. It better be James's vision board up in this bitch, because all she's seeing the vision of is bad bitches and she don't like it. I wouldn't like it. You wouldn't like these niggas.
I feel it.
If that's all you seen, I would be like, bitch, do I not do it for you? What the fuck is this? He don't even look like me. What the fuck?
It's a low lot of girls in the world.
All I'm saying is, manifestation is real. You looking at bitches all day, if that's what's really on your mind, you think you playing it safe, just be cautious, because that shit could happen. The bitch could be right in your face. You just, I'm serious.
These hoes will never get to me.
She, okay. All right, James. Well.
Tell me, I'm too sick.
Pipe down, get off that ego trip, because guess what? Just be cautious. That's what she's trying to tell you. She's like, look, let me tell you. Next time I come check this shit, James, you better be bad bitches, car snakes, rabbits,
that
clothes,
is what it is
shoes.
She probably caught me at a bad time.
She
I ain't
caught
gonna
you
lie.
At manifestation. She
but,
tapped
but
into
also
your energy,
too, that page,
clearly.
I don't even fucking, I go down my shit to Instagram. You know what I'm saying? I hit up.